With Amex Gold, you can experience the gold standard. You get access to exceptional dining, plus 4x membership rewards points on eligible dining purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Cap applies. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It is Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. With Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman. We are presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and also your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. No matter how much I tell people this, it always, always seems to be true. The more I know, the less I understand. Brother Harry Douglas this morning was running routes. No. He's not trying to get back into the National Football League.
Lord, no.
No, Lord knows. But he was out there. He bought a new pair of cleats. He was out there running routes on the campus here on ESPN's campus in Bristol, Connecticut. Why were you doing that this morning?
So me and Matt Sims, we teamed up to break down some things in college football that we may have seen. And we used the Texas Longhorns this morning as an example. That was the first team and the chemistry between Quinn Ewers and also Isaiah Bond.
Right.
So we had the quarterback, Matt Sims. He was a college teammate of mine at the University of Louisville. And I'm the wide receiver. So we're just going through the connection and the plays that Isaiah Bond got the football and just trying to mimic those plays and give fans a visual.
Right.
And everyone in the media department, behind the camera, they're going to put everything together and we're going to see what kind of product we have, man, to move forward.
Okay.
But it was a ton of fun, like just, you know, going through the plays, looking at coverages and hearing Matt as a quarterback and me, you know, breaking down, telling them what I'm seeing as a wide receiver, going out there. I haven't ran a route, Freddie, probably since 2018.
Really?
But damn it, boy, I ain't lost a step.
Okay, that's not the most important thing. I don't doubt that, but I'm not going to mention any names. Devin Kane and Samuel Pierce, our producers, we want to know how them hamstrings are doing.
Oh, they good. Look,
are
here's the funny
part. That boy going to be hurting tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
That's a good point, Sam. And here's the worst part, Sam. I did not even stretch or anything.
What?
No stretch.
I went straight from the hotel to the grass.
Sam, I tell people all the time, Sam, and Devin knows this as well. Harry is literally the oldest 10-year-old on planet Earth. Only Harry Douglas can have a life. Now, he's a great father, great husband, great dude. Nothing but love for my man, Harry Douglas. There's no doubt about that. But his 10-year-old existence includes having Sprite instead of water, not stretching before running routes when he hadn't done this
for six years.
10-year-olds do this. People our age will lose their lives doing it.
I eat what I want to eat. I don't gain weight at all.
Exactly.
I still have a slim figure.
Man, you're like Pharrell. You're literally a vampire among our ESPN Radio Network family existence.
I want to take this time to thank the Lord upstairs for just blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for always watching out for me, man.
They're blessed people. And then there's you.
So here's another thing, Freddie. So when I was playing for the Falcons, Roddy White used to always be mind-boggled by this, but I can literally be going 100 miles per hour and cut off the wrong leg and it do nothing to me. I don't feel anything wrong. And Roddy used to be like, man, most people would tear their ACLs if they did this.
Exactly.
I can go full speed, cut off the wrong leg. I can cut off the proper one or the wrong one and still get into the same route that I want to get in.
How did that develop real quick in terms of, because most people either have it corrected or they would try to correct it themselves. And you said, well, as long as I get open, I don't care what leg I have to use to do that. So when did that start and when it comes to you?
Honestly, I believe it was like high school.
Okay.
And it just became something that stuck with me when I was in college and then when I got into the NFL. I'm ambidextrous when it comes to my two hands.
Okay.
Like I'm right-handed, but I can shoot with my left hand. I could dribble better with my left hand.
Really?
The only thing I can't do like strongly with my left is like writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can write, but it's not going to be like my hand writing on my right hand.
Well, you blessed people can't do everything. You got to say something for the rest of the world so they can have a chance. You
switch hitter, baseball wise, I can bat left.
I remember you told me that because that's what you're teaching Princey, your son, how to bat left-handed. Wow. Welcome to another edition of the Misadventures that turned the adventures of Harry Douglas right here on Freddie and Harry. Be a part of the Freddie Harry Nation on the Dr. Pepper Groove Line. Call them line at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing.
The main thing, the main 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 thing.
The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
An average of 21 million people watched an NFL game from Thursday through Monday for opening week of the National Football League. That set a record in terms of viewership when it comes to the National Football League on TV, streaming, however you get your NFL. Well, there was one viewer out there that was not happy with what he was seeing with his NFL. He's our own Troy Aikman from ESPN Monday Night Football. Man, oh man, did he get into how bad the quarterback play was in week one when he was talking to Scott Van Pelt and the crew, part of Monday Night Countdown.
I would agree partly that the fact that they don't play impacts things. You know, they don't work together as often in the offseason or in training camp as they once did because a lot of players just simply aren't practicing because of the fear factor of injury. Quite simply, the quarterback play yesterday was not very good overall. In general, not very good. There were some really good performances, but I saw some really bad quarterback play. Now, you expect some of that from the rookies, of course, but there were some guys who were veteran players that just simply didn't play well.
To kind of back up Troy Aikman, check out these numbers. 188.3 passing yards per game in week one, the fewest in any week since 2007. Back in 2021, quarterbacks threw 61 passing touchdowns in week one. 2024, Harry Douglas, only 35 touchdown passes involving quarterbacks in week one.
And I think it stems more so from coaches and front office executives being too cautious when it comes to players. Now, I can understand caution, but when you allow that to be too much, then it's now going to start to affect the quarterback and also the rest of the offense. I would also say this. You also got to give a lot of credit to defenses, right?
Absolutely.
Because those guys get paid to defend and stop quarterbacks from being prolific and throwing the football all over the place. And whenever you get a chance to have a San Francisco 49ers and they know Aaron Rodgers is going out there, even though Aaron Rodgers wasn't bad, they want to make their staple. And I think another thing when you look at these offenses, turnovers play a part in that, right? If you're turning the football over frequently, it's taken away from your possession, so you're not going to have more yards on your plate. You're not going to be able to score more points because it's taken away from the possessions that you would normally have. And then I would say this. Troy made a great point. Offseason. And I remember, you know, me, Roddy, Julio, Devin Hester, Matt Ryan, man, we would get together and just throw and be on the same page in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would travel and vacation together. We would work out together. We did everything as one. And that never changed my entire time in the NFL, right? When I got to the Tennessee Titans, was it like that my first year? No, but we started to plant those seeds, right? Because it was culture changing.
Right.
And then when you have that leadership group, hey, on Tuesdays, we got to come in and lift. I know it's off day, but you can bring yourself up here for an hour. There's no off day. You get the off day when the season's over with. But when the off season is there, you guys got to be around each other as much as possible, talking about things.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying you got to binge do football because you do need a break at times.
Sure.
But while you're on vacation kicking it with your boys, you can talk about certain plays that may occur during the season. And I remember one thing that we talked about, how we handled 2010 when we had the number one seed with the Atlanta Falcons and Green Bay came in there and stomped us out. Ooh, stomped us out. Man, me and Roddy and Michael Jenkins and Finn, we used to talk about this all the time, like, hey, certain things that we would do differently having that bye week that we had. If we ever had it again, we wouldn't, you know, do things the same manner that we did in 2010.
Okay. Everything that you said, I'm trusting because you played in the NFL. Everything that Troy Aikman is saying, I'm going to trust that Hall of Fame quarterback that played in the NFL. Here's something else that you two gentlemen have forgotten about when it comes to how you feel and what you have not seen from quarterbacks, especially when it comes to week one. You have all these guys making this kind of money. And when you're making that kind of money, Troy Aikman's like, look, you got to be more committed. If you're Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, if you're Kyler Murray in Arizona, if you're Tua Tagovailoa with Miami, if you're Dak Prescott with Dallas, if you're anybody, even Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, although I'm leaving him out because we don't question that. That guy did not look like a ragamuffin. He has not looked like a ragamuffin in a minute in the National Football League. But when you have that kind of money at that kind of position, Troy Aikman's like, look, I didn't make anywhere near the money you guys made. I got three rings because guys were always going to be bought in, and it always started with me. If I didn't buy in, I could not expect other guys to buy in. With that kind of money, that is out there. At a certain point, Brock Purdy is going to make $50 to $60 million a year as a San Francisco 49ers quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, we do not need to open up a Venmo account for him as a quarterback of the New York Jets. He's making some serious money. That's why I believe Troy Aikman is coming from. He's like, you can't have that kind of quarterback play when you have everything more at your disposal in the 21st century than quarterbacks have ever had in the history of the National Football League. You got weight trainers, you got nutritionists, you got coordinators that scout everybody to the nth degree because they have so many different platforms where they can do it. That's Troy Aikman's way of saying this is inexcusable the way that this looked when you had all offseason to get ready and be ready no matter what an opposing defense was going to throw at
you. But it's a dedication thing, right? And not saying that these players aren't dedicated, but if Tony Gonzalez taught me this my second year in the league when he came to Atlanta in 2009, if you want to be the best, if you want to be great, your family has to take a back seat. And it's crazy, and it's going to sound weird that I'm putting it that way, but this is a guy who's in the Hall of Fame and was the best at that position, at the tight end position.
Right.
Asante Samuel, when he came to our team, mm-hmm. Mr. Pick Six himself, said the same things. You have to be dedicated to your craft. You have to bend yourself amongst your craft to be able to be at a certain level so you can contend at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a Patrick Mahomes, when they signed Hollywood Brown and also Xavier Worthy, reaching out to those guys and in the offseason, going to try, making it a point of emphasis to go throw with them. So they're on the same page, not when they're getting to training camp, but before they get to training camp. That's the difference. And that's another reason why Patrick Mahomes is the standard in the NFL, and also why he's been able to win three Super Bowls, two of those back to back.
Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. One of our favorites is Miss Kelly in Illinois. She has something to say about what Troy Aikman said about the bad quarterback play that he saw in week one at 888-729-3776. Miss Kells, how are you this afternoon?
I am good, Freddie and Harry. And Harry, you and I are a lot alike, except I don't go off the wrong leg. I write right-handed, and I bat, and I golf left-handed. I'm so weird. So we're not weird. You and I are just special.
True.
No, I was telling Devin, I said, these quarterbacks look like they never saw people before. I mean, I was flipping back and forth and then in the red zone, you know, and whatnot, and I'm like, these quarterbacks, I think, Freddie, I agree with you. I think this was the rustiest I think I've seen the first game quarterbacking I think I've seen in years.
To your point, Miss Kelly, when it comes to how rusty these guys look, there's no excuse for that. That's why Troy Aikman's like, well, you guys can't be rusty more than ever before. Whatever kind of quarterback class it's going to be, you can't look like that, especially more than ever before in the National Football League. You have so many different ways where the rules are skewed in your favor offensively. So if you're not able to take advantage of those rules, and you mentioned it, Harry, and Sam Pierce, one of our producers, mentioned it, defenses are no longer just going to let you sit back and make you part of the M1 mixtape.
No.
You're not sitting back there with a smoking jacket like you're the old Hugh Hefner from the Playboy Mansion. No. They're going to heat your behind up, which means that this is not just coaching. This is you have to be able to be great at what you're going to see. And I wonder how much of that they have to unlearn what they learned in college, which means that everything's done for them in college. You look to the sidelines, and there's the plane being signaled in. They got Harry Douglas' face. They got Sam Pierce's face. They got Bugs Bunny. They got Ed, and Eddie from the Cartoon Network. You look over there, and you see the play. In the NFL, you got to know what the hell you're doing. That's why Caleb Williams looked like that against Chicago Bears. I'm going to be fine. Well, we'll see, because the NFL doesn't play favorites. If you're Bo Nix, everybody was raving and raving about preseason football and what he did and everything. And I said, I got to touch my inner Diana Taurasi. Reality's coming. And reality came on Sunday when that Seattle defense game plan against him, he couldn't do anything. When you have a Patrick Mahomes in your league and that's the gold standard, and you're getting that kind of money, Troy Aikman's like, there's no excuse for you to look like that. And he wasn't mentioning names, but you got a pretty good idea the kind of guys he was talking about not playing up to a standard that you're supposed to have more in the National Football League in the 21st century.
Freddie, I'm going to go deeper with it because I don't believe it's just quarterbacks, too. And now I'm moving more towards the younger guys that are coming to the NFL. It's so much for quarterbacks nowadays learning just from a snap, getting a snap from under center. Right, because you're in the shotgun so much or the pistol Absolutely. While you're in college. But even from a wide receiver perspective, these guys are just learning coverages, not all, some of them, when they get to the National Football League because they're looking to the sideline, looking at these signs, and coaches telling them, and they get to play, hey, run this route no matter what the coverage is. We just won't throw it to you. Instead of adjusting your route and having three or four different routes based on what the coverage is showing you, because, see, that's the real NFL.
Mm-hmm.
When in no huddle, in our two-minute offense that we had in Atlanta, it can be anything. Our no huddle could be anything. Matt Ryan's going to say one word, and you better know the different route adjustments that you have. If it's cover two, if it's quarters, if it's cover three,
yep.
if it's two man,
yep.
you better know all your adjustments when it comes to it.
Something that you just said, because the Cleveland Browns-Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday, Dak Prescott gets to the line of scrimmage, and whatever the Cleveland Browns were doing, whatever the original play call was, he made a motion to his helmet, and everybody did the same motion. And the next thing you know, Brandon Cooks is wide open in the end zone for a touchdown. There's no way you can do that in college football. If that happens in college football, it's because guys fell down or somebody blew a coverage. More than that, somebody's that wide open in the NFL, something happened. Sometimes in the case, a quarterback can out-scheme you because you have to go to the line of scrimmage and know exactly what you're seeing. If you're seeing ghosts, then you're Sam Darnold. And then also you're going viral for Monday Night Football when he played for the Jets. In the National Football League, that's Troy Aikman's way of saying, you guys need to step up because this game is only going to get harder and harder and harder the more you don't take it seriously, especially the kind of finances that are going to be thrown at guys that have been thrown at guys already to play that position in the NFL.
And to your case, Freddie, the play that you're talking about that Brandon Cooks caught for a touchdown, man coverage, right? You got three wide receivers to the left side. You see Warren Thornhill as a safety guarding Brandon Cooks, and you say to yourself,
barbecue
okay,
chicken.
I like this matchup. Check, 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 check. We're going to go under, and we're going to go a corner route by number three, and we're going to score a touchdown. Warren Thornhill screwed in the ground, looking around. And nope, you got a man, boss. Everybody else is in man coverage. You got him. And what coaches told us, son, if a safety can guard you at the wide receiver position, run your ass in that locker room and drop that uniform, don't come back. You don't belong here. If a safety can guard a receiver, you don't belong here, son.
Yeah, one of my football coaches when I played in college, he said it's easy when you know how. And if you don't know how, it's going to be worse for you if you don't know what you're doing. Edward in North Carolina at 888-729-3776. Easy, Ed, what you got to say on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app?
Freddie and Harry, I'm glad to get on the show. Glad to talk to y'all. I think I'm a quote Coach Herm Edwards and say a professional football player needs to play football. I think Bryce Young should have taken every preseason snap in a game that he could get his hands on. I tell you what it would have prevented. It would have prevented halfway through the first quarter, he 0-for-2 with an interception. That means the only pass that he completed in the first quarter professional football game in 2024 season was to the other team. I don't care if he was a first-round pick and we're saving him to be healthy. Healthy for what? He had a terrible game. He should take every snap. Play football player, play football. Thanks, y'all.
I agree 100% with Edward. There's no way that Bryce Young coming out the season that he had last year and how terrible it was from a coaching staff perspective, but also from an individual standpoint, why he wasn't out there in preseason faithfully. It also would have helped, too, on third downs when you're going against the New Orleans Saints and they want to run slot blitzes over and over again on third down. And nobody picked it up, not one time, Freddie. You can hear it in my voice.
I can hear it on the microphone.
For Alante Taylor to have three sacks from slot corner blitzes and nobody pick him up. That's why it's okay to have your number one unit out there working in unison, working through these kinks in the preseason.
That's why it's remarkable what we saw from C.J. Stroud last year, his rookie season in Houston. He looked like that. He had everything dialed up.
Sure enough.
From second one when he stepped on that football field. It's even more remarkable that a guy that was the last pick in the NFL draft in 2022 has looked like them when it comes to Brock Purdy. That guy's as accurate as anybody in the National Football League. And don't give me the whole, well, he's got weapons. I've seen plenty of people have weapons and can't find them, can't throw the football to them. I've seen a guy like Brock Purdy. He doesn't miss in a lot of throws. And he's gotten more and more comfortable in that offense. You know why? Because those two guys know what they're doing. They're not going to be thrown by anything that a defense throws at them that they can't adjust to. Keith in Chicago, my friend, what you got?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say thanks for picking me up, mm-hmm. man. Look, I love y'all. Y'all the best show that ESPN has ever produced.
Appreciate
and
it.
I hope they continue you all forever and a day. But. Now, here's where the BS comes.
Okay.
All before draft, everybody was talking about the generational talent coming out of USC. Me, one of them people, I called him Jamarcus Russell 2.0.
Oh, Lord.
Sunday. He proved me 100% correct. And I don't want no excuses about, it's the first game, man. The dude was he's a generational talent, according to all of the people that's smarter than me. But, hell, I could have got out there with both of my bad knees and my rehabilitated shoulders and did better than that. Hell, instead of driving a damn semi all the time. You know, but everybody was talking about, and I've been firm on it. In my cigar group, I call him Jamarcus Russell 2.0. Wow. And everybody be clowning me. But Sunday, everybody was quiet as a church house mouse over the generational talent. That's all I wanted to say, man. Y'all keep it going, man.
Keith, I would say this. I hope and pray
mm-hmm.
that Caleb Williams is not going to be what Jamarcus Russell was.
Ooh,
because,
man,
boy,
yeah.
A lot of people will be losing their jobs mm-hmm. in the Chicago area. And I don't like for people to lose their jobs. But I think for Caleb, what he has to understand is that this isn't college now.
No.
You got to play from that pocket. You got to make the right reads. You got to go through your progressions. And you got to play football, real football from the pocket at this level.
In the NFL, they usually don't chase. They catch. They usually don't just see the back of your uniform disappearing on the horizon. When they chase...
They drag you down.
No doubt about it.
But they treat you like a rag doll, too.
One of my best quotes I ever heard about.
Talking from experience.
I know you are. One of the best quotes I ever heard about. Remember Michael Vick first got to the league and everything like that. He's running around and everything. And somebody asked Ray Lewis, what do you think of Michael Vick? He goes, oh, we'll hit that out the league because we'll catch that in a preseason game. Ray Lewis caught him and broke his leg. And Michael Vick said that's when he really realized this league is really that fast. In the NFL, more than their quarterback, they don't chase. If they're good enough, they're going to catch. Keep weighing in on Freddie and Harry. Hit us up on Twitter at ColemanESPN and at HDouglas83. Freddie and Harry presented by Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renter's insurance, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. So visit Progressive.com. When it comes to things being just a little bit harder, that's what Deion Sanders is going through as the Colorado head coach. So maybe is there an answer to the question? What now for him in Colorado football this early in year two? We'll get to that after Harry gives you this from Depend.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening, because health is the long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
It is the Wednesday Grew-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry. I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas. We are presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. Always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. So what now when it comes to Deion Sanders? They may be 1-1, but about to play Colorado State, as trying not to make sure they go 1-2 in the season with all that heat and smoke around him. Well, Reese Davis from College Game Day, he put it out there. Deion and Colorado, they're going to be okay because
I think Deion Sanders is a good, tough, hard-nosed, old-school football coach at his core. I also think Colorado's now at a point where they've sort of got an existential crisis because they've got a quarterback who is going to be a first-round pick, who's a very talented guy, and they've got the best football player in the country all around in Travis Hunter. Yet the rest of it, you know, hasn't developed yet and doesn't show a lot of signs of doing so this year. And then those guys are going to be gone. And now what are you going to do? Do you have the energy and the time and the disposition to go at it the way Matt Rhule did and build it for a little more sustainability? It's a really delicate time for Colorado.
Okay, so let's bring in a man because he has the same name as Harry Douglas. So when they're together, part of Countdown to College Game Day, Harry goes by Douglas, and Harry Lyles Jr. goes by Lyles, ESPN college football writer and reporter. Like we mentioned, Countdown to College Game Day host and a great follow on Twitter at Harry Lyles Jr. So, Mr. Lyles, if I ask the question, what now for Colorado football and Deion Sanders, what is your answer?
I mean, Reese makes a really good point about the sustainability, you know, of in comparison, at least to what Matt Rhule is building at Nebraska. I think the interesting thing with Colorado is that I think a lot of kids that are going to be hitting the portal, because obviously that has sort of been a big part of how Deion has obviously built that team out there. I think that there's going to be some guys that look at that situation because you do have Shador departing next year. You've got Travis Hunter departing next year, guys that could both be top five picks, that I think could be, in a lack of a, for a lack of a better word, arrogant enough to look at that and say, hey, like, those guys were really good here and did this for a coach that's good and is old school and things like that that Reese mentioned. But, like, I think that there's going to be some guys that look at that situation in Colorado and say, okay, well, like, they were good. I think we could be great. And so I do think that he's going to be able to continue to bring in talent. I think the big question remains as it pertains to both this year and the future is, can you actually piece that together and make something that's going to work for you? Because so far, I think it's fair to say that it hasn't.
Harry, we're going to be together this weekend for Countdown to College Game Day in Columbia, South Carolina.
It's look out, 16. 5 points.
You better watch out.
Double dose of Harry.
Here
look
we
out.
Come.
Look out, 5 points.
Number 16, LSU is going to take on South Carolina. Now, the thing about LSU, the last few years under Brian Kelly, they have not been able to get to, you know, fast starts coming out the gate. When you look at this year's LSU football team, how do you evaluate them?
Yeah, you know, HG, it's interesting. For whatever reason, that slow start seems to be their calling card. And I think sort of in a similar way with Clemson, we've seen the last couple of years, like, eventually they get the train back on the tracks. Now, what the reason is for that slower start, is it the tougher games? Because typically they do open up with a tougher team at some neutral site typically. But I think it's usually just a matter of getting this team to settle in. Though I think with LSU in particular, especially when you look at a guy like Harold Perkins, like he sort of played out of his position last year and didn't have the season that most of us expected. I mean, we were talking about him being potentially the best player in college football last year, and that just absolutely did not happen.
Well,
so,
Harry, we haven't seen him this year either.
True.
Like, he hasn't stepped up and made plays.
Right. We haven't seen him this year either. Like, they've tried to move him back into more of his natural position, but this LSU team, for whatever reason, man, the slow start is just a huge problem with them. And so, you know, I think that's something that Brian Kelly has to answer for. And he sort of took that accountability in a way after that first game, though, like it felt like a lot of people just sort of weren't buying it. And I also think that LSU is one of those jobs, man, that you look at and it's like, all right, Les Miles was able to get a national championship there. Coach Ed Orgeron was able to get a national championship there. Like, that feels like a job that I don't want to say anybody could win at, but it feels like you should be doing better than what Brian Kelly's doing right now. So I don't know what the answer to that's going to be, because it seems like it's there on paper at least.
Great stuff by Harry Lyles Jr., Countdown to College Game Day host with Harry Douglas and Christine Williams, and each and every Saturday joining Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. Real quick, staying with that ball game, because this could be a sneaky game in favor of South Carolina. Playing at home, they got a quarterback that looks like Steve Urkel, but is built like Cam Newton when it comes to Lenoris Sellers, who can play the quarterback position. Yep. If they're able to win a game like this, they become 3-0. How sneaky could South Carolina be in a loaded SEC if they get past this game and get a win?
Oh, I don't even know how sneaky they are. I mean, because you mentioned Lenoris Sellers, like very talented. You saw a lot of flashes out of him last year. Shane Beamer, man, has really been able to pull out some games that I think people didn't realize that they had in them, because you can tell that his guys love playing for him. So, like, let's say they do go out here and beat LSU on Saturday. I don't even know that that's going to end up being their biggest win. Just because, again, like, we've seen time and again, like, they haven't been able to piece together, you know, one of these double-digit win seasons, because I would also have to mention that is absolutely not the standard at South Carolina. That is something that Steve Spurrier was one of one in. But he has shown that he has been able to get his guys to rally in the games when it matters the most. So if they come out here and win this game on Saturday, I don't think anybody should be surprised by that by any stretch.
Harry, who is the team outside of the top 10 that you can see continuously rising but also be in the college football conversation at the end of the year?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, there's honestly a few, just because I think when you look at the scheduling, and then I really do think that, like, we're going to get a good idea of just how deep the 12-team playoff is, right? Because, like, once you get past, I would say, the first, like, 8 teams, I think people would rank these teams any number of different ways. I think a couple of teams that are interesting, one is Nebraska, in part because I do think they're talented. That schedule is very simple. And another one that I really like is Utah. They're number 12 right now. As long as Cam Rising stays healthy, man, that defense, yeah, like, was great last year. They're great again this year. They're going to score points. Like, Utah is going to be there, and I think Nebraska could definitely be there too, again, given their schedule. And I think that is going to be a team that you will see improve from this time going into later in the season.
Harry Lyles Jr., ESPN college football writer and reporter on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. When I say Notre Dame, what now? After losing Northern Illinois, they drop from number 5 to number 18. What is your answer?
Oh, man. You got to get all the style points in the world, don't you? Because the way that we were talking about this Notre Dame team was, okay, if you get past Texas A&M, the rest of your schedule, at least this is what people were saying at the time, is a cakewalk, which, you know, not fair to say with USC on there. Obviously, you know, the Northern Illinois loss is bad there in the top 25 this week. But, man, the logo is really going to help them, guys. It really is. Like, I feel like when we brought up this 12-team playoff, obviously Notre Dame can't get one of those top 4 seeds because they're not in a conference. But to me, it feels like, even though that loss looks really, really bad right now, and I don't know how much better it's going to look later on in the season, I really do think that Notre Dame is going to get a big lift just by being Notre Dame and that logo and those gold hats. As long as they get some style points up in the future and they show vast improvement, the committee has sort of shown over time that they value the team that you are on selection day as opposed to what you are in the middle of September.
You will be a part of the broadcast tomorrow alongside Matt Berry and also Dan Mullen for Arizona State and Texas State. On ESPN, what should we know about this matchup?
Hey, it's going to be a fun matchup, 83. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man. Like, I'm
big dog. Big dog matchup.
You know what I mean, big dog? Hey, listen. I'm going to give you four names to look out in this game, okay? One is both quarterbacks, Sam Leavitt on the Arizona State side and Jordan McLeod on the Texas State side. Jordan McLeod, HD, you'll remember him. He was the quarterback last year of JMU. Obviously, they went on that great run. Sam Leavitt is a talented transfer out of Michigan State. He's a guy that's got a really good head on his shoulders. And then Cam Scataboo, the running back for Arizona State. This dude low-key does a little bit of everything. He punts, he passes, catches balls out of the backfield, and obviously is a very, very tough runner. That guy is going to be a fun watch as well. With this Texas State team, I think another guy you got to look out for, the fourth, is Ben Bell, number 33 on the defensive end. Like, this is a guy that was vastly improved last year and is going to be somebody that's going to end up in the backfield multiple times tomorrow. So this is a big game both for Texas State because they definitely have playoff hopes as a G5 team. And Arizona State, Kenny Dillingham's got this thing in a rebuild, and it's looking like it's starting to come together this year. Like, even though this is a group of five game for them, it would be a big win for that program because of what they're building out here with G.J. Kinney and this Texas State team. So I think it's going to be a really, really entertaining game tomorrow.
And both of those teams, 2-0, they'll face each other at 7:30 Eastern time on ESPN. Like you heard from him, Harry Lyles Jr. will be part of the coverage. And then he hangs out Harry Douglas and Christine Williamson, part of Countdown to College Game Day as a host on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. And hit him on Twitter at Harry Lyles Jr. We'll talk to you soon, Lyles, and try to keep Harry Douglas in a reasonable state of mind on Saturday, okay?
Impossible, man.
Harry Lyles brought to you by the Home Depot. Get everything you want in a paint all in one can with Bear Dynasty from the Home Depot. He's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry. Well, Troy Aikman, he put it out there about bad quarterback play in week one.
I would agree partly that the fact that they don't play impacts things. You know, they don't work together as often in the offseason or in training camp as they once did because a lot of players just simply aren't practicing because of the fear factor of injury. Quite simply, the quarterback play yesterday was not very good overall. In general, not very good. There were some really good performances, but I saw some really bad quarterback play. Now, you expect some of that from the rookies, of course, but there were some guys who were veteran players that just simply didn't play well.
That's what he said on Monday night after the Jets took on the San Francisco 49ers. What do you have to say about what he said on Wednesday afternoon? We want to find out.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello? Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
He's Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together in the Wednesday Groove with our known as Freddie and Harry on SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Our thoughts and condolences and prayers to the family, the late, great Frankie Beverly, the great group Maze, a pioneering soul group coming out of New Orleans doing their thing. He passed away at the age of 77, barely a year after doing his final tour. He passes on and moves on. So we want to give our condolences to the great Frankie Beverly, who will always, always leave us the great memories of music that he was able to provide all those years. Rest in power, my friend. Rest in power. Time for you to weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame football quarterback, ESPN Monday Night Football analyst. After the 49ers played the Jets on Monday, the question was raised about quarterback play week one, and Troy said,
I would agree partly that the fact that they don't play impacts things. You know, they don't work together as often in the offseason or in training camp as they once did, because a lot of players just simply aren't practicing because of the fear factor of injury. Quite simply, the quarterback play yesterday was not very good overall. In general, not very good. There were some really good performances, but I saw some really bad quarterback play. Now, you expect some of that from the rookies, of course, but there were some guys who were veteran players that just simply didn't play well.
Okay. So Troy said that. What do you have to say on the Dr. Pepper call online at 888-729-3776? That St. Louis, the home of Big Ben. Big Ben, Troy said that. What do you say?
First of all, man, I appreciate you guys showing love for my man, Frankie Beverly. I had the honor of working on several tours that Frankie was on.
Wow.
That's first. What Troy Aikman said, man, it was, you know, it's accurate, man. Most of those guys, you get in, you get out of something once you put in. A lot of those guys don't mind skipping training camp, and that's how you get your continuity. I'm a former quarterback. I didn't make it to the pro level, but I was pretty damn good. And, man, you them guys are not working at it, man. They think it's automatic, but it's a whole nother level when you get to the NFL. But I got some information, man. I got some information y'all might want to hear.
Okay. Yeah, can you get that from me?
Breaking news live from St. Louis, Missouri. I got a bold prediction. Next year, the Carolina Panthers and the New York Giants will be at the top of the league. However, they'll be in the transfer portal. They're transferring to the SEC.
What? Oh, man. Big Ben, that was awesome. That was awesome, Big Ben.
By the way, Big Ben played right into the sounder, like breaking news from the Big Ben St. Louis affiliate bureau when it came to that. Well done by him. But they keep that up. They could be relegated.
Yeah.
Because that was bad quarterback play from Daniel Jones of the Giants on Sunday versus Minnesota, and Bryce Young early that day for the Carolina Panthers against the New Orleans Saints.
And I feel so sorry for Shannon Penn and also Devin Cain, because they are faithful. I mean, faithful Giants fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how much they wanted to believe in Daniel Jones this season. Still got 16 games left, but didn't start off in the proper manner. Throwing that pick six was just ridiculous. How many times we've seen that? Oh, too many. Oh, too many.
Put it this way. I know you're being sincere, but
every day, more lies.
There's no way you feel sorry for Shannon Penn and Devin Cain as Giants fans.
Of course I don't.
No, okay, I just put
me neither.
That's why.
Every day, more lies.
I get it. I know you want to be there to support our brothers in arms, especially when it comes to their football teams, but you really didn't mean that.
Nope.
You just put it out there just being nice.
Yep.
You're just a Rodney.
It's all right.
Oh, is it, Devin? It's all right?
It's all right.
Really?
Yeah.
It better be better than all right this weekend when you play against the Washington Commanders.
Listen, I'm not worried about that. There's one matchup that matters. The Giants aren't going to make the playoffs. They ain't going to the Super Bowl. There's one matchup in December that matters. If we win that, that's my Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
Giants and Falcons. I know, Dev.
But when it comes to both of your teams, was it a bad game or a bad sign as your teams are part of those week one losers? We'll get to that on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.